Avodah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Avodah Bavli, Daf Mem Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah in the middle of the page. Hamoitzi Kelim V'aleim Tzuras Chama, Tzuras Levana, Tzuras Hadorokon, Yolicham L'yam HaMelech. If a person found utensils and upon them were images representing the sun, an adorned king sitting on a carriage, or the moon, or a drakon, which is a type of snake, he must throw them into the Dead Sea. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol HaMechubadim Asurim V'alamuvuzim Mutarim. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, only images on valuable utensils prohibit, but not those on inferior utensils. Rav Yosi Omer, Sheichek v'zoyu l'ruach o'im mate l'yam. Rav Yosi says he must grind them up and throw them into the wind or drop them into the sea. Amuloy afu na'aseh zevel v'ne'ema l'yidbak v'chira v'yadcha muma minacherim. Rav Anan said to Rav Yosi that's not permitted because even then it becomes useful as a fertilizer, and the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Yudgim Pasuk Yudches, and nothing of the banned property shall cling to your hand. And the Gemara says, Lo shonu ele kelim sha'aleim tzuras chachama v'tzuras halevona ha'shar kol ha'mazolos Lo shonu ele drakon ha'kol ha'nechashim loy. The Gemara says the Mishnah only prohibited the utensils if the images were representing a sun, the moon, or a drakon snake, but if there were other images represented, they are merely for decoration rather than for idolatry. The Mishnah only prohibited the image of a drakon, but not of other snakes.